John chapter 16 says this. It says that the Holy Spirit, I'm in John chapter 6, I'm talking in 16, verse number 7 talks about how, now Jesus says, I tell you the truth. He says it's to your benefit or to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper, talking about the Holy Spirit, will not come. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he has come, he will do what? He will convict or convince the world about sin. You said, but I thought the sinners don't know him. They don't recognize him. But what they say is, something is telling me I should be doing something different. Something is telling me that I shouldn't go over to that house tonight. Something is telling me not to lie to my wife. Something is telling me not to cheat on my husband. Something is that something is really somebody, and that somebody is the Holy Spirit. Even though you don't recognize who he is, it doesn't change his ministry on how he is trying to convict or convince the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Why? Of sin. Because they do not believe in Jesus. And what he's trying to show them is, hey, there's a much better way than the way you're going. But guess what the Holy Spirit will not do? He will not override their will. He will show you the way to go, but if you make a decision, I'm going to go my own way, he will let you. Why? Because his whole thing is to convict you of sin about the fact that you do not believe in Jesus. That's what he's going to convince me about? Absolutely. You know, when you stand before the Father, and you will, all of us will. There's no such thing as anybody not standing before the Father, not giving an account to their life. Do you know what's going to happen on the day of judgment? You have two judgments. You have judgment seat where people who are believers will stand before Jesus, and then you have the white throne judgment where people who don't believe in Jesus will stand before the Father.